This is Passport to Texas. Commercial crab fishermen use baited wire traps to lure their prey. Sometimes traps end up missing due to storms, or they're simply discarded. These traps continue ghost fishing for months or years, capturing fish and other marine creatures, including endangered species, thus taking an environmental and economic toll on Gulf fisheries. In February 2002, Parks and Wildlife conducted the first abandoned crab trap removal program. During a 10-day period in February, volunteers like you joined Parks and Wildlife staff and partners in removing derelict traps. More than 32,000 traps have been removed from the Gulf since 2002, saving tens of thousands of marine organisms. This year's cleanup is February 16th through the 25th. The big cleanup push is Saturday, February 17th from 10 to noon. The cleanup is the only time citizens may remove these traps from Gulf waters. Parks and Wildlife facilitates roughly 20 coastal sites and provides disposal facilities, tarps, gloves, crab trap hooks, and other items to help volunteers remove troublesome traps. To volunteer for this year's program, visit the Abandoned Crab Trap Removal page on the Parks and Wildlife website. The Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.